I'll begin this morning by reading one of my favorite passages from the letters of Shinran Shonin. Shinran Shonin no Goshosoku kara Gosandai itadakimasu. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho shimashou. Signs of long years of saying the Nembutsu and aspiring for birth can be seen in the change in the heart that had been bad and in the deep warmth for friends and fellow practicers. 長年の間念仏して往生を願う姿とはかつての自らの悪い心を改めて同じ念仏の仲間とも互いに親しむ思いを持つようになることですと。ナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツ。 Good morning everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。Wonderfully ganky voices today. Yokatta. Great. So last Saturday, I had another new experience here in the Bay Area. I had the chance to drive out to Alameda, something that I don't get a lot of opportunities to do. It's sort of like a different world out there. And I went onto the naval base, the old naval base, to a gymnasium on the old naval base to watch the junior YBA basketball tournament over there in Alameda. How did it go? How'd you guys do? I just saw the first game. As did Greg shaking his head. But I see Ariana smiling, so that means they had fun, right? Did you guys have fun at least? Yeah, okay, they had a good time. So it was nice to see all kinds of different people out there on the court playing. The teams were co-ed. So they had a rule. Was it that every other time one of the girls had to hit the ball? Was that the rule? Okay, that's right. そして、まあ、昨日バレー戦、大会があって、まあ、女性と男性同じチームに入ってて、男性がボール打ったら女性が次に打たないといけないというルールがあったみたいです。とても面白かったです。And so the first, our team, I thought they did very well. They had good spirit. I only saw the first game. But they didn't have a very good luck of the draw because they were up against the Fresno team. And I was talking to some of the Fresno parents after the game, and they said, you know, they're talking, says, oh yeah, all of our members play on high school volleyball teams. So there's an expression, ringer, I think, maybe applies here. But and I'm sure they're all, you know, also devout junior YBA players, but some very strong volleyball players on the Fresno team. And most of the teams were kind of mixed. You know, you had some athletes who played some high school sports, maybe had some volleyball players, but there are also, you know, people who are a little less competitive, who are just kind of out there to have fun. And I thought, you know, as I was watching it, it took me back to my own days of being in high school and playing sports. And I was thinking, you know, okay, if I were on this team, you know, what would it be like for me? And, you know, I played a few sports in high school. I was on the ski team. I was on a soccer team. I played some doubles tennis. And there was one common theme that I always heard from my coaches. They always say, you need to be more aggressive, Adams. You lack that killer spirit. And it's true, I'm just not a very competitive, aggressive person. I worked very briefly in the business world for a few months before I realized that I don't have the edge for that. So I think maybe Buddhist ministry is a more appropriate calling for someone like me. But, you know, I would always, on the teams, I would consider myself to generally be what we call a mediocre player. You know, I wasn't the like worst guy on the team, but I certainly was not the star of the team. I certainly was not the team captain. And, you know, when I thought about my experience of playing sports in high school, you know, I was thinking about, well, what was I thinking about? You know, I was, you know, talking before the service. I had the opportunity to give a Dharma message. And the first question I asked was, why are you here? Why are you all here? And right away, a few of the guys up in front, we came to win! So, you know, people, they were there to compete. But, you know, a lot of people were also there to have fun and have a good time. And I was thinking, you know, what was going through my mind when I was playing high school sports? And, you know, of course, I was on a team. We all wanted to win. There was pressure to win. You know, the cute girls and guys were there in the stands watching us all. And so we wanted to, you know, we wanted to do well. But, you know, I was also sort of thinking about myself and, well, what am I doing out here on the field? And a lot of times I was also thinking about the other players. And I was thinking, you know, I don't want to be the weak link on the team. You know, I don't want to be, you know, if we're losing, which, you know, frankly, the teams I played on lost a lot. And, you know, if we're losing, I don't want it to be my fault. I don't want to be the weak link on the team. And so what perhaps I might have done or should have done would be to think about and concentrate, okay, I want to play well. But what I actually did was look around at my teammates and think, okay, well, I'm not the best, but I'm better than him. And, oh, look at that, Matt, he just screwed up, so I'm glad that wasn't me, right? And so that was how I kind of went through a lot of my, particularly soccer. I was, you know, I thought soccer was fun, but I was never that good at it. And so I was always like, oh, I'm not the worst guy on the team, at least. And that was kind of my my way of thinking about sports. It's pretty misguided, to be honest. But that's kind of the mentality that I found myself falling into, because there's, you know, sort of this world of comparing and wanting to be better than others, not wanting to be the worst, this sort of ranking and classifying of people. So, まあ、スポーツするときには、あの、まあ、人を、な、順番に並ぶね、上手な人と下手な人を並んで。で、私が、まあ、高校の時にスポーツはいくつか、まあ、部活に入ってやってたんですけど、いつも考えたのは、私が一番下手くそな人ではないということを望んでて、で、まあ、頑張ったというよりは、周りの人を見てて、ああ、私はあの人より上手とか、あの人間違った、ああ、私じゃなかったり、よかったとかと思ってしまうことがよくあったんですね。And so, you know, I was watching the people playing, you know, I remember when I was playing high school sports, a lot of times people would get really frustrated with each other on the team. Everybody wants to win, they want to look good, but, you know, somebody, might have been me, hits the ball into the net, you know, playing tennis, or sends it sailing out of bounds, or, you know, misses a pass on the soccer field. And, you know, some of my teammates, you know, they would get frustrated. Sometimes I would get frustrated. And, you know, you could see that on people's faces. You could see frustration. What was really interesting to me was last week watching the volleyball, you know, you had teams that were mixed, some people very competitive, others, you know, more out there to have a good time, but I never saw anybody get frustrated or upset with their teammates. I didn't see anybody sort of, you know, grimacing or, you know, making comments or muttering when someone else missed a shot. And I thought, this is really special. Because we live in a culture where sports are really competitive and people really want to win. And that's something we emphasize so much in our culture. And at this volleyball tournament, I thought, this is a wonderful Buddhist activity where we take something that's normally very competitive and all about ranking and judging others, and we turn it into fun. And we turn it into a time to come together. I saw lots of encouraging. I saw lots of laughing. I saw lots of smiling. I didn't see a lot of, you know, any really anger or frustration. And I thought, this is Nembutsu living right here. まあこれはあの先週のバレー大会を見たら、で、あのそういう同じチームに入っているメンバーが間違いをしてボールをあのちょっとまあ線より飛ばしたりするときは全然怒ったりイライラする姿はなくて、これは素晴らしいお念仏の行いだなと思いました。みんなが私たちのとても競争的な、特にスポーツに対して競争的な世界の中に、こういうスポーツをやりながら共に楽しむ、共に頑張ろうという姿を見せて、とても素晴らしいことだと思いました。And to me, this is a wonderful expression of what it means to live in the 念仏 teaching. これはお念仏の生活の まあ、まさに素晴らしいことだと思います。Shinran tells us that signs of long years of saying the Nembutsu, if you say the Nembutsu again and again over the years, hearing the Nembutsu, that your attitude changes, that you soften, that you come to see other people as fellow travelers, fellow companions and friends. そしてお念仏を長年唱えるのはお互いに優しくなるということですね。And I think that that begins by beginning to look at yourself and being able to look at yourself. You know, when I was in high school, I was always watching the other players, looking for somebody who was a little bit worse than I was, because I didn't want to look at myself, really look at myself, and really accept that maybe I wasn't a good player. Maybe I wasn't even a decent player, you know, but to look within and think about how I might change, because that's difficult. It's hard to look, really look at ourselves, think about how we might do things differently. It's very hard. And so it's easy to look outside, look at others, say, oh, well, you know, maybe I didn't do well, but look at him, look at her. That's easy. But that's not the way of the Nembutsu. The way of the Nembutsu is to look within ourselves. And in order to do that, we have to be able to accept ourselves. We have to be able to say, I'm okay, just the way I am. そして、このお念仏は自分のことをよく見つめて、そうしたら、それは自分が受け入れること。So to be able to look at myself and say, I'm okay. That's not easy, right? But we can do that because we have this teaching of Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha, who looks at everything and everyone and says, this is acceptable. Amida におられなすべてのこと、すべての人を見たら、それが受け入れることだと、Amida におられが言うんですね。So when we can learn to look at ourselves and say, I am acceptable. This is okay, just the way I am. To look at it, then, and accept it, then we can really understand it. Maybe we can see areas where we might do things differently or act differently.
そして、本当に自分が受け入れることができたら、自分がよく見てることができるんです。そして、自分が、まあ、ちょっと違うやり方があるでしょうと、思われるところが見えてくると思います。
And when we can accept ourselves and say, I'm okay, even if I'm the weak link, then we can look around and we can accept others and be harmonious. And to me, that's what I saw on the volleyball court last Saturday. I saw people looking around and saying, we're a team. We're all a team. We're going to do this together. And some are going to be skillful and agile. And then there are going to be people like me who are absent-minded and clumsy. But we're all going to travel together on this journey, guided by the light of the Nembutsu.
そして、まあ、その上手な人も、まあ、私みたいに、ちょっと、まあ、集中力が弱くて、間違ったりするものがいるんですけど、共に一つのチームになるということですね。
So I thought, last week, looking at that volleyball court, I thought, the spirit of Nembutsu Harmony is living here in this gymnasium.And it lives here in this hondo too. And it lives anywhere that we take the Nembutsu teaching out into our lives.
お念仏というの教えはどこに行っても私たちが持っていくそのところに行っていると思います。
In each of those places we can go and we can think, this is acceptable.
ここは大丈夫です。
I am acceptable.
私はそのままでいいです。
Because here we encounter the light of Amida's wisdom.
ここで阿弥陀如来の光が私を照らしている。
Here too we hear the compassionate call of the 念仏。
ここでは南無阿弥陀仏という仏様の慈悲の声が私たちの届けるところがあります。
I invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。Namanda, Namanda, 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 Namanda.